Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup. Okay.
KUTX.
Hello, this is Eric Owen and
Kevin
McEwen from Black Pistol Fire. I finished your name for you there.
Yes.
We are here at KUTX. We are taking over. We're going to play some tunes. We're going to play some tracks. We're going to get you moving this Saturday night and get you amped up. Kevin, you want to start taking a shot at this thing? First track's yours.
Yes, this is just a couple songs that both of us put together to get people stoked, ready for our show. Coming up very soon. I don't know the date.
It's Thursday, December 13th.
Good memory, Eric.
Are you going to be there?
Yeah. Okay. I'll see if I can make it out. First song.
Do you know where the show is?
I got a rough idea. Somewhere on the east side.
Yeah, somewhere on the east side.
Yeah. First song we're going to start off with is a song by an artist called Marlon Williams, and this song is called Vampire Again.
Well, it's Halloween again, and L.A. is a bore. Everybody's looking like they wish they'd stayed inside. And they were watching Frankenstein in their beds and on their phones. Not me, baby. Tonight I'm really living. I'm a vampire again. I'm coming for you. Open up your window, 'cause I'm about to sail in. You can call for mama, but she won't know what to do. I'm a vampire king. It's been a long time waiting, but I'm happy to be. I can smell you from a thousand yards. Fresh white linen felt like only yesterday. I was as weak as Woody Allen. Now I stand as proud and tall as the home you were born. I'm a vampire again, and I'm coming for you. So keep that window open. I'm a swooper and you know it. Cry for mama, but she won't know what to do. I'm a vampire again. But it's me, babe. It's really me. It's your boy. And I hope you've been keeping it sweet for me. 'Cause I woke up a hunger, midnight glory. And I swear you won't feel a single thing until the year 2025. Thank you.
That was Richard Swift with Lady Luck, and this is Kevin and Eric, and we are Black as Fire, and we're just hanging out playing some tunes that we dig. And that's, I should mention, that was the late, great Richard Swift, who just recently passed away, and bit of a shame, man, because he was a really, really great artist in his own right. He was a all-around great producer, worked with all kinds of great artists. So
he had some very nice, and that was a Kevin McEwen block right there of songs. Two very nice, well-written songs, and we're gonna change it up a bit now, yeah. Change gears, and we're gonna get rocking with a band called Bass Drum of Death. And Kevin and I, right, Kev, we agree this is one of the best rock and roll albums of the last year to come out.
Definitely one of the best rock and roll records that's come out in the last little while. I don't, just my preference, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is the title track from that album. This is Just Business, Bass Drum of Death.
Just watch.
was a big one right there. That's Death From Above 1979 with Right On Frankenstein. I actually think they might have dropped the 1979 aspect and it might just be Death From Above now. That song gets me so pumped up. I listen to that song before most of our shows, and I actually had the pleasure of seeing Death From Above twice in the same week last month. Saw them here at the Mohawk in Austin, which was freezing. It was a great show. And then actually that same week, they were playing in Chicago the night before we played in Chicago at a venue called the Metro. So Kevin and I both went and checked them out, and it got pretty wild, pretty hectic in there. Toronto duo. This is Eric from Black Pistol Fire, and we are ripping it up here on KUTX. That was an energetic set of some punk-inflected music. And Kev, I think it's back to you to take it over.
Yes. So Death From Above being a Canadian punk rock band, we're going to go with another Canadian artist. I think this guy is a great singer-songwriter, and he's got a great band. He records great records, named Michael Rault. He's out of Saskatchewan, I believe. No, I believe that's wrong.
Montreal?
No, I'm getting that in. That's not right either. Alberta.
I don't think that's right either.
That's not right either.
Somewhere in Canada, our home
Western
country.
Canada, this young man hails from, and he's only put out two albums, but they've been solid. But this song is off his first debut record. It's called Real Love. Got nice fuzz, gnarly tone. And it's got a very reminiscent vibe of the mid-60s psychedelic era.
Trippy
so
out.
This is Michael Rault with Real Love.
Yeah. need a mile. I cry so hard, teardrops on my bed. Dribbity drop, yeah. She packed up her bags and she moved out on a midnight train. She got no brain. She packed up her bag and she moved out on a midnight train. The girl's insane. She took my heart, tears rolling down my drain, just like rain. Tell you my buddy come to see me to give me a tip, tip, tip. I said, now listen here, friend, I tell you I'm hip, hip, hip. Why don't you mind your own business, shut your lip, lip, lip. I know when my girl give me the slip, slip, slip. I said the roof is leaking, rain's falling on my head. Oh yeah, I cry so hard, teardrops on my bed, all over the floor. That's what I said. Hey, 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 hey. Come to see me to give me a tip, tip, tip. I said, now listen here, friend, I tell you I'm hip, hip, hip. Why don't you mind your own business, close your lip, lip, lip. I know when my girl give me the slip, slip, slip. I said the rim is leaking, red's falling on my head. Dribbity drop. Well, I cry so hard, tears flowing on my bed. On the floor, on the rug,
we back, and that was Dion with Drip Drop. And this is Kevin and Eric from Black Pits of Fire spinning a couple tunes. And that was Dion. And if you have, you know, some spare time, go ahead and check out some of Dion's back catalog. He's got some great jams in there.
All on it. I'm going to check it out. So keeping with stuff that's going to make you move, next up is, I got a Curtis Mayfield track here. It's called Don't Worry If There's a Hell Below. And if you ever watched the show on HBO called The Deuce, very interesting show, this was the, I guess, theme song, the title song in season one. So Curtis Mayfield keeping things funky, one continuous bass line, some gnarly percussion. Let's get moving. Curtis Mayfield, If There's a Hell Below. We'll be right back. Some haunting, dusty grooves, care of Portishead. That is Wandering Star. I think I read, it was maybe their Wikipedia or somewhere, where Portishead was described as the perfect soundtrack to a film noir, dark film. And I kind of find that accurate. Very dark, haunting, but groovy stuff. So that was, you know, a little bit of a mellower, kind of groovy set there. But now let's switch it up. This is Eric from Black Pistol Fire. Kevin's to my right. We are playing the Scoot In next Thursday. You won't hear a song by Portishead or Curtis Mayfield, but you'll hear some of our tracks, which are not bad as well. Kev, you want to take us to the next song?
Yeah, this next song is by another Canadian artist. I'm just realizing now that there is an abundance of Canadian artists on this playlist. Ain't a bad thing. Ain't a bad thing.
So patriotic in this.
Yeah.
In this list, Kev. Death from Above, too, man. We're going, I think we're hitting CanCon.
I think so. This girl, is her name's Kat Clyde. She's from Stratford, Ontario, which we are from Ontario. Not Stratford, but we are from Ontario. So gotta do a little shout out there. And I don't know too much about this girl. I heard her, she came up on a Spotify playlist, which, by the way, is how I'm discovering more music than I ever have in my entire life is on Spotify. These discovery playlists, these algorithms that know exactly what you like and serve it up to you on a silver platter.
Does it freak you out a bit?
It does. It absolutely terrifies me of how they know exactly what I like. Mm-hmm. And
you think they're getting into your thoughts, like your subconscious at all?
Yeah. Well, if that's the case, then I feel bad for Spotify because there's a lot of dark and disgusting and, you know, anyways, we're not going to go there because...
let's keep it happy.
Actually, let's go there.
Yeah?
So, can we go there?
You want to tell us about your nightmares, Kevin?
Yeah, there's this big black abyss that doesn't seem to go away, and I'm just drowning in it, and... But, you know, this next song is called Mama Said. It's a sweet little rocker from a sweet little gal by the name of Kat Clyde. So if you get a chance, check her out. Yeah, here it is, Mama Said.
Thank you. and you shut your mouth. Truth telling will never help. Pick up your head and smile, pretty girl. Cause there's a lot of water and a lot of words. So push it under and give me that twirl. Silence is the perfect sound for the man that tried to hold you down.
Boy, that was the Regrets, and they're from LA, and they're a pretty cool punk band. Don't know too much about them, but I really like that track. They're going to be playing in Austin the same night that we are playing at the Scoot Inn, but don't go see them. Come see us. Please come see us. Even though that was a great track, wasn't it?
That's a very nice song, yeah.
But come see us. If you don't know this, I'm Kevin and this is Eric, and we're spinning a few tunes, and I'm gonna just fire back over.
Thank you, Kevin, very much. I appreciate it. Let's switch things up. I think one of my and Kevin's maybe our collective favorite band, the Beatles. You can't go wrong with the Beatles, right?
No.
Anytime or day or night, you can't go wrong. Let's go with a solo cut from the Beatles. This is from Paul McCartney's album Ram, and this was a bit of a controversial song. John Lennon took it as a dig at him. The lyric in the song goes, "You took your lucky break and broke it in two," which Paul actually admitted that it was a bit of a dig at John, and then John responded in song to him, and it created a bit of a fun feud in some of the tracks. So this is from Paul McCartney's album Ram, which is a great album if no one's ever checked it out. This is Too Many People, Paul McCartney. This I've got.
Too many people going under.
Hot diggity damn, that was a loud one. That was Nirvana with I Hate Myself and Want to Die. So this is our third time doing one of these My KUTX guest DJ sessions. I'm Eric, and that's Kevin from Black Pistol Fire. And each time I've picked a Nirvana song, because you can't go wrong with Nirvana. And this one here, I Hate Myself and Want to Die, was not released on a proper Nirvana album. It was I first heard it at our friend Michael Roach's birthday party. He actually produced some of the Black Pistol Fire early records. Mm-hmm. And it was on a CD compilation entitled The Beavis and Butthead Experience. It wasn't a soundtrack to the TV show, but it just, I don't know, it was like odd songs that appeared on there. And that's where I first heard it. And now it's on a bunch of compilations and B-sides for In Utero. And it was a long rumor that Kurt wanted to call the In Utero album I Hate Myself and Want to Die. And that was a long rumor. And then in turn, Noel Gallagher from Oasis wrote the song Live Forever as a response to that. He did not want to die. Noel wanted to live forever. Yeah. So there you go, Kev. Did you know that?
I didn't. I know that I Hate Myself and Want to Die was a quote I left in my yearbook.
Wow. Yeah. That's some dark stuff.
That's a lie. But no, that's not true. But speaking of death, we were just discussing off air.
Yes.
That if we had the choice between Morgan Freeman or Michael Caine to speak at our funerals about us and about the lives we've lived, who would we choose? And you chose Morgan.
I chose
Freeman.
Morgan, and you chose Michael Caine.
I chose Michael Caine. So before we go to this last song and check out of here, and when I mean check out, I mean we're just going to leave the building. We're not
checking out.
You know, hate myself, want to die, kind of checking out. Yeah. But we're. I think it might be entertaining if you give a Morgan Freeman impression, and I'll do my Michael Caine, and we'll get out of here. So without further ado, this is Eric doing Morgan Freeman at Eric's funeral, and take it away, Eric.
Oh, Andy, that's all I got.
Good, good, good. All right, well, this
that was terrible. yeah, thank you, Kevin.
That was pretty good. This is Kevin and Eric from
Black Pistols. You're not going to do your
Michael Caine. I will.
Yeah. Off air. Yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to leave you with this last song. Is by a band called Royal Headache, and it's called Surprise, Surprise, Surprise by Royal Headache.
And we're Black Pistol Fire. That was a bad impression. Yeah. But we're playing, if you want to hear impressions like that, good news, we're not going to do them at our show at the Scoot
Inn
next
week. Oh,
I'm
doing it.
Kevin might do it at the show. Yeah, so Scoot Inn, Thursday, December 13th.
Come out.
Going to be a fun one with Black
Lack.
Black Lack.
Scoot Inn.
Black Lack and Emily Wolf open.
Emily Wolf and Black Lack.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's a bad impression. Yeah. Anyway, don't worry. Kevin will he'll refine his skills. On that note, Kev?
Yeah, Royal Headache. Surprise.